Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. We are here for Pastor for Punch with special host Joy Brown and special guest Prophetess Juanita from Wichita, no, Kansas.
Janet Martin.
Janet Martin. My apologies.
Yeah.
Prophetess Janet Martin from Wichita, Kansas.
That's awesome. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, thank you, my dear Mr. Floyd Brown, for bringing us on today. And for this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so happy that you tuned in today to come into the Pastors for Punch TV. And we are so grateful and honored that we have this program set aside just for you. And just to tell you a little about us, Punch TV, TV multimedia company, broadcasting, making movies and shows. And this particular show here is catering to the pastors all over the world, whereas you could call in our number and you can make a phone call and say, look, I want to be interviewed also on your talk show. We've had some marvelous pastors that have been on our show since we started. We're fresh, but we're not novice because we've done this before. And of course, we want to bring you on and talk about your church history. We want to document your church and just learn a little bit about how you got started. You know, where did this all come from? You know, a lot of people say they heard the call when they were a kid. And there were some testimonies that we've had that they were on the streets just living the life. And the Lord called them and they began to pastor. And we know that pastoring is of great demand, and it requires you to really hear God's word because you are feeding his body. And we know that's so important for us to know. But we do have a special guest with us today, someone I've been knowing for a while. In my, when I was younger, my dad had a church, small church, but it was powerful, spiritually led. The word of God was going forth, anointed, revelation of the word is going forth. And what we did a lot of times, we brought special guests in and from everywhere. And this particular young woman was one of those that came in and ministered to the people. And you got to hear her testimony and you got to see what God is doing right now. But we want her to come on this line and just begin to just fill your ears with nothing but goodness that God has for. Now, you know what a prophetess is. A prophetess has a prophetic word. When they speak, they have the voice of God speaking into your life, speaking those things to be not as though they were. You know, she can help your life get turned around. Often people say, what is a prophet's reward? You know, I want to, and I want you to thoroughly go into that because she has a tremendous testimony. But before she just tell you that, I want you to hold on to your seat because I know you probably want to know, what does it mean that when you give to a prophet or when you give a prophet a drink of water, getting his reward. Yeah. It doesn't make you a prophet, but the reward of a prophet is given to you. That's the word.
That's right.
So, Prophetess Janet Martin, are you on the line with me today?
I am all with bells on. I'm excited.
And you're from Wichita, Kansas. What's in Wichita, Kansas?
Wichita, beloved, is the air capital of the world. Amen. Every form of aircraft is built in Wichita, Kansas. Wichita
is that
also
right?
located. Yeah, it's about an hour and 40 minutes from the capital, Topeka, where the Brown versus Education case was won that began a powerful part of the civil rights movement that moved away from separate but equal and integrated to where nobody was going. It was the beginning of what broke the back of things that caused people to no longer have to go to the back of the bus and, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Kansas is powerful in its own right. We have our issues, but a lot of great things for people, a personhood happened in our area. So also some of the greatest Pentecostal movements took place in Kansas, so that many of our parks that were given to us were given because of Pentecostal Christendom. And the parks were given to the city. I remember it came a point in my tent revival, where they were trying to stop me from having them and forbidding me from having tent revivals outside. And it was a four square pastor that came to me and showed me the documentation that the Foursquare and Pentecostal Christendom had donated some of the major parks of our city with the intent that they always be open to having church outside, and that at any point that the state or the city was unwilling to do so, all that money from those parks would be given back to the families, and that it would rescind and go back to the churches and the families, and the parks would no longer belong to our city. And so, needless to say, a lot of backpedaling happened at that point. They were glad for anybody to preach outside then. Praise God.
A lot of tent revivals, huh?
Oh, yeah. Woo! I've seen God. I wish I could have, you know, time wouldn't afford it all, but I'll say this. One of the most powerful things that I saw God do was in the late 80s, early 90s, when there was a real terrible storm hit across Wichita and in other parts of Kansas, to where people's houses were being pulled apart, roofs were being snatched off people's houses. Their porches were separated from the actual home itself. Stop lines and street lights were just being snapped in half. the street light was snapping in half like toothpicks, and the stop
sign like a toothpick,
And God, right in the midst of where that was, I mean, I'm saying these were things that were happening all around the tent. And the only thing that happened to the tent was a couple of chairs fell over.
You mean
and
the tent was spared?
In place. It didn't rip. It didn't tear off.
Wow.
And when people saw that, when they started rushing to come up under that tent, because they knew it was nothing but the hand of a mighty God that sustained that tent in the midst of straight wind sometimes and sometimes tornadoes. And, I mean, that tent had been up. Because, see, you can't put it up unless it is tornado season. But I've never had a tornado, even though it destroyed things all around the tent. I never had and I'm saying five or six times I've seen the tents withstand strong winds. But I've never seen the winds tear up the tent.
Then that's miraculous.
So that's the way God is.
That's
the
true.
Somebody to tell you that I was listening to you talk about pastors. Other people might preach to you like, if a storm comes, something must be wrong with you.
Right.
You must be some kind of spiritual reject. Something must be wrong with your faith. But the pastor part of me wants to tell you today that faith not only gets you out of things, but faith can get you into some stuff. Faith can
That is so true. Oh my God!
But the exciting thing about faith, and I'm not trying to, I'm just excited. But the exciting thing about faith is that when you know you got it, nobody can take it away from you, and nobody can stop God. So when God get ready for you to come out, I'm talking to somebody today. When God get ready for you to come out, I'm talking to somebody. It's like God ready to shake your dungeon, and you so depressed. until you can't see. And that go to prophetic part. See, you can operate in more than one gift, but you can't change what you're born with. You know, some people, they just jump from title to title to title. No, you may be a prophet with a secondary pastoral gift or whatever, but you're not going to just keep jumping from title to title to title. Okay,
right.
But the prophetic part of me today wants you to understand something, that God declared the end of your life before the beginning came. God already formed you in the lower parts of the earth. And when trials and tests come, God knows what's in you. And at that moment, God begins to call upon the things that he has put in you. Now, how do you get God to move on that? Well, he said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest.
Do you
God.
Know,
so here's
girl.
Here's the question.
That's the scripture
God
that I just read this morning. Yes.
God is trying to get you to see that the great and mighty things that God's going to show you are going to come from inside of you.
Oh, wow. That's good. And now you're talking to me. Well, not just
glory
me, but I know there are others here on the line too. Well, you sound like you're a firecracker.
I am excited about where the people of God are going to go, because it's like we're looking and we're seeing governmental agencies, things that we should be able to depend on, reeling and rocking and going in wrong.
What's happening? Okay,
like
what's happening with the government agencies?
From what's going. And the exciting thing about it is that God can grab the winds of adversity in his fist. He can stop them. And what he's wanting us to do is he's wanting us to learn how to navigate in the midst of storms while we're waiting on him to stop the drama. And he knows how to do it.
Yes, he does.
Thank you, Lord.
He does.
So he's leading us. He's guiding us. The exciting part of it. So I've always had this thrust for evangelism, to want to take God's word to the ends of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
God's always given me something that made me reach out to the person that other people look over and look past.
Okay.
Some of the greatest ministries have yet to surface. God showed me prophetically that there are many that are on now that are in the forefront that are going to get ready. They'll move toward the back and toward the center. And
oh my goodness!
God's getting ready to bring you to the forefront, but you know what? You got to seek God. Don't be discouraged about who's in the front now. After a while,
that's true.
Your place comes in the line.
That's right. That's true.
Your day is coming. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And you say it's coming, but it's here right now.
Oh yeah.
It's already into existence, like you said. He works from the end to the beginning, so
there
everything that's already
and
in
so
place.
So what we're doing, we're walking out what's here.
Right. Yes.
It's like you're walking to what's here.
That's right.
That street sign is out there, but you got to keep driving until you get to the sign.
Until you get to the sign, right? And that was already put on the. On the map when they design the road.
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
And we got to stick with the map.
You got to stick with the plan. That's like the map. That's right.
We don't have to change God's word to make it seem more suitable to people. One of the things I learned: don't change it. Don't try to
dilute it. You just need to commit to the word.
I know that's right. You hear people say, well, I'm trusting in the Lord. I'm trusting in the Lord. Well, can the Lord trust you? Can he trust us?
That's right.
When
it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So that's where we are now. He's looking for us to put us on the right path and to trust him that the path that we're on is where his destiny is for us.
Well, one thing I learned about God is it's an enlightening path, because he said, but the path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Okay, then he turned around and said that David said he leadeth me in the path of righteousness. So the path has different adjectives that describe it. But the one thing you ain't gonna never find the truth in the dark. The truth comes out.
That's true.
It's lit. But all we have to do is be ready to walk in that light. And I found out as long as we don't commit to walking in the light, we're gonna always struggle with fighting off that darkness. But he said we ought to walk in the light as he is in the light. So that means when we start walking in darkness, that's when we start walking outside of the plan that he has for us.
Outside of perimeters of where he has for you.
Man.
Awesome.
Stay in the parameters. Stay within the lines. The lines
right.
are your friends. Right.
That's right.
Praise God.
What did the Bible says? Enlarge my territory.
Right.
So territory is vast, it's big, it's huge. You can't even walk outside of if you're in his will. It's right there wherever you are looking for, he has it for you. And that's what makes it so dynamic. That's powerful.
Right. And learning how to commit to asking in his will. If we ask anything, he didn't say, there's no limit to it. There's not a limit.
Right.
We can create limits where there's not one. If we
ask anything
according to his will, he heareth us. And so in other words, now we keep on asking for stuff outside of his will, we might not even get heard.
Right,
so we need to ask him according to his will. I look at when I'm dealing with children.
Mm-hmm.
Now when I tell you no, that's what I mean. Don't keep asking me. Because if you do, you may get something you did not want. I said no. Okay, now God, he'll let us know many times, that's not what I have for you. He'll send a prophet. He'll send a word. He won't be leading and guiding. One thing I learned, woman of God, is when God stops leading you, something is wrong. When you can't sense the leading of God, that means you need to stop. And wait and stand still until his will is clear. Keep doing
He
told you to do until it's time to do something else. You know how
that's what faith is.
That's it. Exactly. Because faith comes by what? Hearing by the word of God. Whether it be a rhema or whether it's a logos. Woman of God, will you allow me to explain the difference between a rhema and a logos for a moment?
Yes.
Okay. The difference between a rhema and a logos. I talk to the people, and I should have greeted y'all properly, so let me go back. I was so excited. I want to greet
you know what? I'm glad you cleared it up, because you're talking to people that may not. I want you to break it down so the person that's not a churchy person like you grew up in, that would get the understanding of what you're saying. And that's why I like to tell people, don't think it's just the believers on the phone. When I say believers, those that have already accepted Christ as personal savior, there's somebody that's looking for what you have, but they don't quite get it. So talk to those folks.
Well, I'm ready to talk to them. And I will go back and say, I greet you from the Book of Acts Tabernacle of Praise that I founded over 34 years ago. I want to greet you also from Calvary Victory Bible College. It's a virtual college, Christian college that I'm now currently the president. I graduated from the college, and now I'm the president of that college.
Awesome.
I host Day of Miracles telecast. See, I'm doing something with my time. I want to say this. One of the things that's so bad is the reason why so many people got time for gossip, mess, and negativity is because they're not taking the time that they're supposed to with God.
Right.
When you're doing the things of God, your life is filled up doing those things. I can tell you that now. It fills your life. It takes up your time. It is a wonderful thing to walk with God. Okay, now the difference between a rhema and a logos. I used to hear that a rhema was a spoken word and a logos was a written word. But the word logos means word of God, whether it's written or whether it is not written. But whether it's spoken now, whether it's spoken or whether it is written, it's a logos. But a rhema word is a living word spoken now. In other words, it's like a prophetic word that's coming to you for this day, for this time. It may be God re-illuminating a scripture out of the Bible but it has to be spoken out into your time period. And okay, like let's say you're praying, Lord, what should I do about this? Or Lord, I need this or that, or may not even know what God's gonna do next. And then you're standing before a man or woman of God, or God speaks it to you for that mm-hmm. time. That's what a rhema is.
Okay.
So logos can be any time God speaks, but a rhema, logos is any time God spoke or said something, whether it's in writing or not. But rhema.
Yes. We lost you. We lost the woman of God. So let's see if we can spend a little commercial in that place until she come back on, Floyd. And if you hear me, because I'm on the phone.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion-dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
I do want to apologize to our guests and listeners. We just had some technical difficulties with the system. We are currently working on it, and we're going to go to another quick commercial.
Great, that's fine. Thank you.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Investing in an IPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
Hi, this is
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back from our commercial break. I do apologize. It looks like we lost our special guest speaker.
Okay. Well, she'll be back on, but your host is still here. And Lori, how are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent.
Awesome.
I am doing excellent.
Great. So, did you know about logos and rhema? Did you know the difference between those two?
Yep, okay. I've heard that logos is, some people say it's the written word of God, and some people say a rhema word is spoken, like she said, it's the here and now.
Right.
It's the here and now that God is saying to his people.
Praise God.
Wonderful. Oh, a woman of God is back on the line. Thank you. So.
Oh, yeah, the line not clean off, so I had to go to another device.
Well, awesome. So we're listening to Prophetess Janice Martin from Wichita, Kansas, and she's thoroughly giving us some nuggets today on basically hearing God's voice, because she made a valid point and about why a lot of us are not hearing the voice. And it's not really because he's not speaking, but she said something. Sometimes we're too busy doing things that are not pertaining to him, and you have him on you're on another channel, should I say.
Yeah.
So the channel that he's on, you need to tune in to that channel, and then you can begin to hear him. And to, like, why, you know, because sometimes you're thinking the answer that you're asking God for hasn't came. But I had an experience, Prophetess, on June.
Yes.
My birthday was June 13th, and my son sent me a bouquet of flowers. And so the place where I was, the door is locked, and I had two deliveries within that week. And each time that he came, there was no one to accept the delivery, and it was frustrating. So I called FedEx and asked them, I said, where's the package at? And they told me if you wanted to deliver to someplace else where I could go pick it up, and that's what I did. But in my mind, I was thinking, by the time I get these flowers, they're going to be withered, you know. I was going to be so disappointed. Then I was disappointed in the fact that I wasn't there to accept it on my birthday. And then 2 days passed, and I'm thinking, he done spent all this money for these flowers. But this was a revelation. When I went, it was a CVS store out here to pick them up. They were wrapped properly. The roses, it was 24. They had already been prepared for delivery. The base was already in the box. Everything was set. So when I got to the house, the buzz of the rolls had just began to open up. You know.
Oh, yeah. I grow them.
I said this because sometimes the answer that you're looking for God to give you, you may be in the wrong place in the spiritual mind, I'm saying. Not talking about a place where a physical place, but in the spiritual mind to receive the answer that he's given you. And the answer is already been delivered. It's already there and prepared for you, but you have to be spiritually prepared to receive what he has for you. And so I understand you said rhema. You know, the word rhema is a spiritually given word for a specific time.
Yeah.
And that requires a lot of, I guess, less tension and less anxiety on our part to be able to get into the realm of the rhema.
Oh, yes. And that's why rhema and ram sound similar. You have to move into that place. I've learned that my place of peace is in the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
And I've learned, it's just like I've learned to cancel the appointment for the assignment. There were other things kind of lingering that was in my schedule today, but I sensed in my heart that I was supposed to be a part of this assignment today.
Yeah,
so I let those
right.
things drop so that God can be magnified.
Right.
And God's favor comes as we place him first. See, now we get out. I'm about to rock the cart now. I'm getting ready to blow it on up out of the barrel. When I say this, God didn't say work two or three jobs and all these things to be added unto you. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And, you know, well, I can't hardly get to church because of my jobs. Then you need to quit one of them jobs. And ask God to favor you and prosper you to get a good job that you can work that one job and be in the presence of the Lord when you're supposed to be. And when you're at that right place at that right time and you respond to God accordingly, I declare he will bless you. He will bless you. Your body ain't meant to be worked down. Your body is meant to do a certain amount of work and get a certain amount of rest.
Exactly.
And if we would be honest with ourselves, many times we overwork our bodies. Now, I'm not saying God gave you two jobs that's real light and you ain't doing that much and you're not all worn out, maybe that's not pertinent to you. But to those that have those grinding jobs and you're working so hard and just having to be there so much, and then sickness start grabbing people like that, and then all that they thought they were prospering from, all those long hours and stuff, go away during that time. You wind up losing
exactly
the things that you put before God. You put all that before God. I'm trying to get this washer and dryer. I'm trying to get this car. I'm trying to get, instead of believing God for the price of the car to drop, Lord, I'm a tithe to drop the price of that car. Lord, I'm walking in your precepts. Put me in a house that I can afford. Oh, God, pay off the house that I'm already living in. I'm a living witness that God will do that. I saw him pay off our building in 3 years. We purchased
wow
a property downtown that seats over 650 people, and God bless us. Oh, no, it's not the biggest, most mega house in town and all that, but I guarantee you it's paid for. It has three levels on the educational side, big old parking lot. And see, and one thing I learned about church, sometimes people just, they get tired of being in debt at church just like they're tired of being in debt at home.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
if we can
true
believe God, if a church halfway full of people can pay off their homes, how come a halfway full of church can't pay off their church building?
That's right.
We have
that
to believe
so
that God will do these things. Mm. I find that he'll do the incredible if we trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Mm. Praise God. So I sense those that are about to come out of the storm, but you got to realize the storm's coming again. It's not any kind of indication that you don't have faith. Hard
right,
times
exactly
is not any indication that you don't have faith.
Mm-hmm.
Difficulties. Sometimes difficulties reveal the level of your faith.
Oh, yes, it does. That is
true. And the other thing that I found about difficulties release the power of God because of your faith.
Well, that's
praise
just
God
like testing. Even like in a normal setting when you get tested, since you own a school, a testing is not to fail you. It's to show your level of understanding of where you are.
Yes.
That's
yes
what a testing
is. God,
you know,
God is not trying to figure out anything about us. When mm-mm we go through testing trials, we're the ones who learn something about ourselves because we
oh
serve
yes
a God that have never learned anything. Who
mm-hmm
can teach you? So he already knows. But a lot of times, God lets us see the point of our faith.
Yeah, that's right.
So that we
exactly
can see where we need to touch it up, see where we need to go. I mean, I
mm-hmm
totally concur, woman of God.
So tell me, what's going on at the school right now?
Oh,
is
a lot of great
enrollment
things are happening. We're enrolling for our 2017-2018 course
mm-hmm
modules. I'm looking forward to bringing on the students. And the exciting thing about Calvary Victory Bible College is you can enroll at any point in the year. It's
okay
a virtual college. You come and go on the site whenever you need to, and it's totally
okay
virtual. We Marco Polo back and forth. We, once you go to the site, grab your assignment, complete the assignment, send it back to your professor for grading and for updates.
Awesome.
And it has, I tell you, some powerful people have come from the school. And I'm excited to even say that the school was founded by a man of color, which does not necessarily, that's not here or there.
That's
but
good
for some it
that's
means
good
something. But he's the only man that I've ever known in my life that at the age of 35 had 7 letters behind his name.
35?
35. And has 7 letters
his
behind his name. And the letters that he had, he achieved his doctorate at 35. See, like let's say my letters would be MBS D Men. Okay, so that's a master's in biblical studies and a doctorate in ministry. Okay, now, he had all those. Then he had degrees in psychology and everything else.
Now, what's his
education.
Name?
Education. His name is Dr. Thomas A. Webb, and he wrote the book Beyond the Church. Amen. And what a powerful book he wrote. Oh,
Beyond
yeah.
the Church.
Yes. He talks about how to go beyond just going to service and getting out there and winning souls. And see, I believe in the kingdom of God, but I believe in it on this wise. Jesus said to Peter, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So the church possesses the keys that unlock what's going on in the kingdom. Not the keys to the kingdom. That means you can get in there and can't do nothing. But the keys of the kingdom. I can get in and I can unlock the doors in every room. Huh. And he said, now, yeah. I ain't just stuck in the. I'm not just stuck in the vestibule. I can go and I can walk through there, and I can go through it. I can enjoy it. We are benefactors of God's kingdom.
Yeah,
and God's kingdom is being established every day by way of a powerful vehicle in the church that Jesus died for. Called, come on, a powerful vehicle in the earth. I mean that Jesus called the church. I'm excited.
Exactly.
About church as never before.
Mm.
The church
is
approaching its finest hour.
Of course, yeah. We are the vehicle for the world.
That's right.
This is what they see is us.
You know, it's like the world don't want to acknowledge the church till they get in trouble. I look at what's going on in Houston right now. You know, the bulk of the shelter. The churches are opening up. The churches are feeding these people. The churches are bringing blankets. The churches rubbing the oil and the wine. Now, you hardly hear the names of any of those churches. I noticed that they'll say the names of all the centers and all that kind of stuff, but the church was so needed to one of the major pastors in Houston got put on blast because his church didn't open up fast enough. You know why? Because the world knows they can't go but so far without interacting with the church.
Exactly. See, you hitting on something now.
For the church.
Exactly. Right. See, that's
it's like,
where
it's,
one.
It's like we live in a day and time where you don't hear anything about the church till something goes wrong. But God, how many things go right on this planet because of the church?
Now, that brings
Thank
me
you,
to something because I was telling you about Punch TV Studio and what we're doing.
Okay.
And because we are a multimedia company, and we're providing the urban community to become stockholders in our company for $1 a share. And what that means is our studio, our network, has just acquired a station, KILM, covering the whole Southern California. And that means that we're inviting churches now to be partners with us and buying shares. What I see happening because of the time frame that we're in, and you made a valid statement about the government programs that we have, we know those will soon be shut down. So God is preparing us, the church, to put us in a position that our doors will be open. We will have sinners. And just like you said, you have your school, that the world is going to seek us out. And we're going to be debt free. So you won't be worrying about your church bills, because the money that you put into the investment, once the maturity of the company is established, the capitalization, then you'll be able to take some of your money out and pay off a building. You'll be able to house people. You'll be able to buy cars. You'll be able to sit people down that are illiterate and not have the proper financial stability, how to handle their finances. That's where we come in at. And then when, you know, when Christ was preaching, he never hardly ever said anything about them being saved. He always healed first and then said, go sin no more. He always met a need. And that's what we have to understand. The need, if the need is met, the people are going to believe, because they've been searching for somebody that will understand. And not that we're trying to replace government subsidies, but that's what we're here for. We're here to show them the way to Jesus. And a lot of times, if your brother need a coat, then you should be able to go in your closet right now. We know plenty of people have clothes that they can't even wear. And they could house, they could put clothes on somebody that come in church. It don't have to be a prostitute. It could be a mother that's having a hard time, and you see her coming in church with her short dress on tight, and you, instead of you talking about it, you can say, "Here, baby, I got something I know look very nice on you," you know, and take that stand. Mm. And you'd be surprised how that'll change the heart and soften the heart of a person that never knew kindness, never knew love. And that's what we're here for, to show love. And I know God is placing us in that position. Like you said, your church is paid off. What a blessing that is. Every pastor can't say that. And we know it.
Well, you know what? I lead a debt-free life. My home is paid for. My church is paid for. My cars are paid for. I buy things as the Lord is leading me, and I stay out of debt. Amen. I remember when I told God I want to believe you to go come pay cash for a new car. And I remember how sad I was because I came up there and what the person wanted. I had to make one payment on the car. Just one, though. I made one payment. And after that, it was paid off. So I want to encourage those of you out there. You know, I didn't come from a rich family. One day I'll have time, if the Lord permits, to share. I came from a very impoverished situation, and without even, you know, grew up without even my natural parents. Mm. And but I'm grateful and I'm thankful for the road that God allowed me to take, because he showed me the pitfalls. I learned the glitches, and I know to trust God in what I'm doing. And when you start trusting him, he'll favor you. God knows how to put the devil in a debacle. He know how to tangle him up and let you win.
Right.
Amen.
So awesome.
I've learned to stay on God's ground. Don't allow anything satanic to take hold of me, like hatred, jealousy, or what have you. Because jealousy, the funniest thing to me about jealousy is generally misplaced admiration. People will really, they really admire you inwardly, but something negative
exactly.
takes them over.
Right.
And you know, now you know you admire that dress, you admire that car, you admire the person's achievements. Why do you want to say something negative about them? It's misplaced. All you have to do is believe in the Lord your God, and he'll bless you too. Thank you, Jesus.
The prophet is telling me something about being a woman in the ministry. Give us something about that.
If I had something to say to women in ministry, one of the main things I would say is that we should stay focused and keep our calling, make our calling and our election sure. Because when you are in ministry, most of the time you're in a situation that has been predominantly men.
Yes.
And many times because of that, some of them live to smother you and try to keep you from going forward. But I say this, don't let it become a stumbling block. Make it into a stepping stone. Realizing that God is faithful and he's the one who called you. And so because God called you, it's his obligation to prosper you. It's his obligation to bless your ministry. It's his obligation to let signs and wonders come through you. If God called you, it's his job to show people through you what he called you to do. So I feel no pressure about being a woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
To me, being in ministry is like a fish swimming in water. It's something
wow.
I always do. My father, though he passed away when I was a very young age, and so did my mom. One day we'll talk about that. They both were killed on the same night.
What?
And so as a five-year-old, I began to learn. God had already used my dad, who was in ministry, to teach me on the things of God. So I began to understand know God's voice. But the one thing I have learned is that if God before you, no matter what in life was against you, God knows how to bring you through. Your life is set in a spiritual pattern and direction that's been ordained by God. And so the simple thing is to stay on the road. And let God let you know what to do. And that's a word for men and women. But a lot of times, mm-hmm. I found with women and with us, if we're not just really focused on God, we'll lose the focus.
Right.
On what he's
okay.
Trying to
that's
do
true.
Because you get tired of the stumbling blocks. You get tired
right, exactly.
of those that love the Lord and saying they love the Lord trying to stop you from doing what you do. It's frustrating sometimes. But we have to learn not to be frustrated. And it's not to be frustrated, but to believe God. And so
yes,
if we believe
firm.
God, he'll come through for us. So, you know, I imagine in that being in a very, very conservative area where women were not being promoted. And at that time,
right.
there was one other woman in the whole city that was doing ministry, but she was more from the PAW persuasion. So she had
right,
a group
okay.
of people behind her. But, I mean, it just looked like, I mean, even the people that prophesied on me and told me God was going to send me to these places, when I got to the places and when I got ready to go, some of them said it was the devil. And I'm like, well, what was God saying when he told you
when he told you that
well,
word.
I learned to let God be true. Every man be a liar.
Be a liar.
On what he wanted for me. And, you know, one of the things that I'm glad that God allowed me to do is I continue to pursue my education because my pastor told me, he said, you're going to find this out. He said, they can say God told you not to preach, but they can't say he told you not to study. Keep on studying
and
show yourself approved. And so one of the greatest honors for me besides graduating from Calvary Victory Bible College, was that to be able to take over a fully accredited college and to help
I
people to study all the way to their doctoral and come out with real letters behind their name. I'm excited. Somebody said, what do the letters do? Well, the letters, they won't cast the devil out, but they might make a few more people pick up your books and read them.
Okay, that's true.
Amen.
Okay. They do recognize education.
But now, for me, I'm not going to not read something because of the letters. I've learned that
right.
God can speak to whoever he wants to. I'm
true.
Open. Don't be closed. God can move through. Look how God moved through Samuel. You're talking about an 8-year-old that had a word for the nation. So if my if my age, it's not gender, it's not classism, it's not sexism. It's Godism. Keep your mind on God.
Like you said, if God be for you, who can be against you?
That's right. And so that's my word to women. I mean, my word is that, somebody say I wouldn't take anything for my journey. Well, I would take on down the road probably for my journey. But I thank God for my journey.
Right.
Thank God for my journey. And I would say to the women, be encouraged that God, where God guides, he would provide. Where God
yes.
reveals, he heals. Healing is the children's bread. If we'll continue to walk with God, we will enjoy the power of God constantly, a flow of God in our lives. And God did say in the last day, I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. So they may
all
be
flesh.
Able to say you're not a man, but how are they going to say you're not flesh? Come on.
That's right, exactly.
And then I make one more assertion. You're not, I want to make this assertion because a lot of times, I hear people say this, but I've never agreed with this. I don't believe God is calling women because the men are not doing anything. Because
right, okay.
If women stop having babies, ain't no men going out having them. What you're called to be, you're called to do that before the foundations of the world. So if God
right.
calls you to be that, that's who you are. That's what you're about. And you're not
that's
that
your
because
assignment.
The men didn't do it. You're that because God calls you to do it.
And that's true. And
Amen.
Can nobody do what God has called you to do?
That's right. And he didn't call us because the nearest donkey wasn't available either.
Right.
Because
well,
you hear folks say, well, God spoke to a donkey so he can speak to a woman. But then they'll turn around. You can't say, well, God spoke to a donkey and that's why he's speaking to the men.
No,
you
can't say that.
There's no point of us insulting each other. We just need to be about building the kingdom of God. Let's just say if you're going to paint a house, you don't care whether the workers are men or women. Get them paintbrushes and get those wheels to rolling on those rollers and get it painted or get you a good sprayer. But make sure that the house gets painted.
Yeah, you just want workers.
Let's build, promote God's
right.
kingdom. And don't ever allow the spirit of division or the spirit of bitterness or hatred or even frustration to take hold of you so that it ties up what God wants to do in you. I learned that the best thing you can do for your enemy is to hate them because now they got your faith tied up.
Uh-huh. You
the
can,
worst
they got
thing
your
for you
face
to have
tied up. That's right. Oh, yeah. They got
yeah,
your spirit all entangled.
The worst thing that can happen to your enemy. That's right. And the worst thing that can happen to your enemy is if you just keep on loving them. Keep on loving
mm-hmm.
them.
Right.
Keep on loving them. Let the love of God in Christ Jesus bring forth in you everything that God has for you.
Well, that's what
Thank
you call
you,
that
Lord.
Compound effect. You keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. And soon you're going to win them over.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, because they were talking to a white supremacist, and he was saying they asked him why did you switch over all the people that you beat on and hurt and maimed and did he said well the people I was trying to hurt just kept on loving me and being nice to me. He said
wow.
And finally one morning I just asked myself why do I hate these people?
Right.
And, you know, he said I looked at myself and I realized I was a fool and I just stopped. He said, why
mm-hmm.
am I beating up on people that's being nice to me? And so that's why I say you can't meet, especially with what's going on throughout America today. We don't meet hate with hate. We meet everything with the love of God that is in
that's
Christ
right.
Jesus, knowing that his love is prevailing and God always wins. Mm.
God is love. That's
right.
That's what the world needs is the love of God. That's what's going to save us. Is his love. He says, love the
right.
Lord with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. That's what he wants from
yep.
us. Complete. His completeness.
That's right. In the name of Jesus. That is right.
Well, tell me, where is the next place that you're going to be ministering at? Well, I know you travel.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm going to be in for just a minute because we have a big conference coming up in October.
Okay.
So in which on Sundays all day, I'm ministering in Wichita. On Mondays, I'm in a new city that we just began a ministry in called Junction City. On Tuesdays,
mm-hmm.
I'm in our Topeka branch. So those three churches that the Lord has really been blessing and promoting. But our next step out will be in a city called East St. Louis, Illinois, is where my next
okay.
Revival will happen. And
right.
but I tell you, I did some touring throughout California. I was there for a while this summer. I was
yes,
in.
I know
I came,
that.
I came to a place called Antioch, California first, and was there
oh,
for
wow.
a couple of weeks. And I spent a week in Los Angeles. Then I went to then 2 weeks in the Bay Area in Oakland. And
oh, really?
God bless. Amen.
Wow.
So we're at it, and we're believing God.
Excellent. So
yep, I tell you, I'm going.
Well, let's get the address of where your church is in Wichita.
My church is located at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Wichita. It's 1144 South Main in Wichita, Kansas. Calvary Victory Bible College. Actually, you can just, if you Google my name and said, if you said Dr. Janice J-A-N-I-C-E Martin and just put
uh-huh.
college, even if you couldn't remember Calvary Victory Bible College, if you said Dr. Janice Martin College, then when you clicked on that, you would see all the information about the Bible College. I'm really, really excited about that. I host Day of Miracles telecast. So if you put Dr. Janice Martin television, then you would see, you know, what I'm doing on television. But, you know, I tell people I'd rather wear out than rust out. I'm going to do all I can for God as long as I can.
Okay. Now, this is Dr. Janice R. Martin. Is that right?
Yes.
And it says, I'm looking online also. And are you on YouTube also?
You know what? I got one little measly clip on YouTube, okay?
mm-hmm.
And I'm tickled about it because I didn't even know they were going to put the clip on YouTube. But I am getting ready to start Periscoping. For those of you that would like to follow me on Periscope, you can go ahead and get on now. And I'm on Periscope, and it's Dr. Janice Martin.
Yeah.
And you can, because God, sometimes he'll awaken me in the middle of the night and remind me that I need to be talking more to the saints up close and personal. And I'm
right.
not going to, now Periscope sessions are not supposed to last as long as what we're doing does. So most
uh-huh.
of the time, I'll talk to you and I'll give you a good watering for 10 minutes or less. But it'll be something that will stay with you throughout that month that will prosper
awesome.
You.
So this is called the Black Preaching Network. Is that right that you're on?
I'm on there, but there's a lot of them on there. But are you talking about my telecast?
Yes.
Oh, okay. My telecast is on selective cities. I'm seeing now throughout Kansas, throughout the Georgia area, and half of the Tennessee area,
mm-hmm.
all, Oklahoma. And in the Colorado area. Sometimes.
Well, you know, we're
going
to have to get you on Punch TV's Punch TV network because, you know, we have Southern California. That'll be a good open field for you.
Yeah, I was on in Northern California for quite some time. And
right.
I say this, I look forward to going back on. Right now, I'm on in 29 cities, and
mm-hmm.
I would love to be seen throughout America. But you know what I've learned? Take one step at a time. We walk by faith and not by sight. Because sometimes we step out. You know, I say this, woman of God. I listen to people sometimes. They say, I'm believing God to give me a job I'm not qualified for. Okay, so you're not trained for that job, right? You're believing God for it. I'm not saying God ain't going to do it. But you need to think about the pressure that you're asking God to bring to your life by you being on a job where you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
I tell people,
okay.
you might want to believe God to help you to get training when you first get that job then, so that everybody
right.
around you is not more trained for the job than you. And I tell you now, that's a headache you don't want.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
amen.
Listen, woman of God, our time is running out, but I am so happy you stayed with us and you came on our the Pastors for Punch TV today, unplanned.
Thank you for inviting me.
Unscripted. But it was right on time. And of course, this is Dr. Dennis R. Martin, and her school is Calvary Victory Bible College. Those of you that are looking for a good college to attend, and the church name, the Book of Acts Tabernacle of Praise, Kansas City. And it was a pleasure
Wichita.
Having you. Wichita. Kansas City.
Woman of God, can I just have 30 seconds? I would also
yes.
like to inspire each and every one of you to continue on listening. I appreciate God so much for this mighty woman of God that have stayed on the wall for all these years, seeking God that she might procure the promises of God for God's people, that life-changing, pointed, clarified message. Clear and precise message that she has from God can be given to God's people. Thank God for you, woman of God, for your heart to pour the water and the wine upon God's people, for your outreach. And I believe many that God is speaking to help you. I said
thank you.
That God is speaking to help her. God told
thank
me
you.
To tell you, help her. Stay on the wall, and he'll bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. I receive that. And on behalf of our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, and our Punch TV staff, we thank you again for coming on. This is a recorded message. I can send it to your Facebook, and you can let it play also. This is
thank your host.
You're welcome. This is your host, Joy Brown, and we're going to have to bring Dr. Janice Martin back on this radio station again at another time. But she did what the Bible said, be ye also ready.
Yes.
And we had talked about it before, but this time I was led to give her a call. And because it was a divine appointment, she put down what she had planned on her agenda, and she came to visit us today. And I'll be back on tomorrow which is Thursday and Friday at 3 o'clock Pacific time, and whatever time your time is, adjust that. And I thank you for joining us again at Punch. You can call us at 310-419-5915. We're looking for pastors to come on so we can talk about your ministry and document the history of what you're doing. Until next time, you be blessed and visit our website, punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. And you have a wonderful day.
Until the Lord, a new